Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you. For we are not writing to you anything other than what you read and acknowledge, and I hope you will fully acknowledge, just as you did partially acknowledge us, that on the day of our Lord Jesus, you will boast of us as we will boast of you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paul begins his letter to the Corinthians, the second one. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the Church of God that is in Corinth with all the saints who are in the whole of Achaia. He was writing in the summer of 57 AD. He had spent a year and a half with his congregation. They were very young still, and they were a mess, just like the church today. It's a good thing, too, because we learn a lot from Paul's letter to the Corinthians about Christian doctrine and life. So what a blessing those trials have been to all of us. And then he goes on, and the first word he says in his greeting is grace. Grace to you and peace. Today, especially to our retiring missionaries, the word for you is grace. Unending, undeserved, unwarranted, unmerited forgiveness. God looks upon you as his own perfect child. No matter what your mistakes were on the field, no matter what any of your regrets might be now or in the future, no matter what, you are his blessed child. And in Jesus, you are well pleasing to him. He has died to death all of your mistakes, past, present, and future. He has died to death your pain and affliction and shortcomings. He is the missionary to the cross for you forever. And so the apostolic greeting continues, and peace. Be at peace, my friends. Have a good conscience. Doesn't matter what your sins have been. Christ is the apostle of the good conscience. He is sent by God to you that you might have a good conscience. And you can be absolutely certain that the Lord is now, has been, and shall be working all of your work, all of your life, for his benefit and blessing, and for the benefit of others. And his word does not return void, never returns void. You can count on it completely. Grace to you and peace. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a formulaic response in the Bible to God's blessings. He is the one who blesses. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The word is the same one. God blesses you. And when human beings receive those blessings, they respond. My soul magnifies the Lord. Blessed be God, my Savior. There is a blessing that comes from lips who have recognized the blessings of God. It can't help but be so. And the Lord hears from your service, in your prayers, in your faith. And the Lord hears even in your disappointments, which are cleansed and forgiven. He hears your reaching to him and saying, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God's name is blessed in itself, but we pray that it may be blessed among us also. And Paul blesses God for his gifts. He is the Father of mercy. He loves you. He loves to have compassion. It's like Luther talking about the Syrophoenician woman. Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Luther says he had to bless her at that point. She had him by the neck. Jesus comes to have mercy. Wants nothing more than to have mercy. Continually will have mercy. Some of you have been bruised, I'm sure, in various ways in life. All of us are bruised in life. The challenges of the missionary life bring all kinds of other opportunities for difficulty. Many of them. There's the difficulty of being a deployed, called worker. There's the difficulty of the challenges of children and their needs in a culture different from the one you grew up in. There's bicultural children. There's trying to deal with this bureaucracy and trying to make sense of policies here, changes of people, administration. There's the difficulty of dealing with partnerships in the field, partner churches, crazy Missouri Synod people who are great and good-willed but end up doing all kinds of things everywhere that just oftentimes make things more complex. It's not easy business. And yet, we have a God who comforts us in all affliction. It's Jesus who sends the Paraclete, the Comforter. He promises that. He sent the Comforter to the apostles and the whole church on Pentecost. And the Comforter keeps coming. For what purpose? Faith, of course, to give you faith and keep you in the faith, to give you eternal life. And for comfort. And Paul says why? Your afflictions, like his afflictions, do this. So that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Your afflictions on the field, even personal challenges, your own struggle against your own sins, anything done wrong to you, suffering you suffered for proclaiming the gospel, God uses for good, for his purposes, for you and for others around you. And no matter where you go in life from this point forward, He shall use your missionary life to be a blessing, because you can comfort others who face afflictions. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. That's the remarkable thing. Paul says his sufferings fulfill the sufferings of Christ. And he even says that your sufferings are joined with apostolic sufferings, at least his congregations were, and certainly yours by extension. And your sufferings, some way, are also the sufferings of Christ. Think of the apostle crying out and the Lord saying, "Why, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me, the church?" Your sufferings are meaningful and purposeful, and as purposeful as the sufferings of Jesus on the Christ. If we are afflicted, that is Paul, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will share in our comfort. We don't want you to be unaware, brothers, of the suffering we faced in Asia. Paul suffered all kinds of difficulties in Asia. I thought about them when we had the reading from 2 Corinthians earlier this week. Paul suffered shipwreck, danger at sea, danger on land, etc. And then I couldn't quite hear the reader, but the reader said, "Danger from meetings," which is a particular deficit and a danger of OIM. But it was, alas, danger of beatings. But I regard them both as in the same semantic domain. Paul suffers being ratted out back in Jerusalem. He avoids Ephesus when he's on his final journey to take the great collection for Jerusalem for the poor back. He avoids Ephesus, gets as close as Miletus. Luke probably jumps on the boat with him there as a delegate from one of the local churches. But Paul suffered. He was beaten. He was run out. He goes to Jerusalem and he's ratted out by the Ephesian Jews. And that leads directly to his martyrdom. And so it was. Your sufferings were not so dramatic, although you probably had dramatic moments. I've talked to Dan McMiller about many dramatic moments in his life. I'm sure you've all had them. And yet, the Lord is the one himself who brought those afflictions for your good. Alas, it was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivers us from deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. And he will deliver you at this moment in your lives and continue to give purpose and meaning in your vocations to share Christ where you are, where the Lord puts you. We thank you for your service. I urge you at this point to take all of those disappointments in the past and bind them together and give them to Jesus. I urge you at this point to forgive. I urge you, if you've been at odds with somebody on the field or somebody else, or even if I've done something by striking a pen stroke somewhere that made your life more difficult in a policy that hurt you or made you angry or something like that, I urge you, forgive. We are sinners. And somehow this sinful organization, through the power of Christ, managed to get you into a place where you could speak Jesus to people. That is the divine mandate. That's why we exist. That's everything we should do. And you have been privileged to do it. We're proud of you. We're thankful for you. And in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. And be confident in Jesus of an eternal blessed reward from now to eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.